The Modern Black Man Podcast.
For years, I dedicated my life to other people, to communities, and to providing advantages to people that many would call disadvantaged. I invested 1,000% of my soul, my heart, all resources that I could develop to get the mission done. And I made an incredibly big move to double down on this investment, and I discovered something. I learned something about life. I learned that jealousy and envy are very powerful forces. I learned that when people see what you have, when people experience who you are, and people see the value, the light, there's an inclination in many to put it out. Whether they want to dim that light figuratively or literally, I experienced it and it affected me. I internalized a lot of inferiority and insecurity, and I tried to make myself humble. I wanted to be like everyone else. I literally walked away from privileges, rights, and riches so I could be fully immersed in the humble lifestyle. Embarking upon this journey, I don't think that I'm a martyr as much as I can testify as a witness that there's nothing more arrogant than humility. People that have less talent, less ability, the have-nots, aren't humble. They're without. I'm glad to have learned this lesson because there are people that I care about, people that I love, that I've become more confident and comfortable in providing lavishly. Understand that humble is what humble does. I tried being humble and it led me to where I am right now. I'm very grateful, I'm very thankful and fortunate for all that I have, but my happiness isn't in or wrapped around being humble. I refuse to remain inconsistent with my inner truism. Who I am at my core is a kind, considerate, loving person that's full of light. My creativity has been placed to the side. My priorities have been brought to the forefront, and I'm richer in things, but I'm not content or at peace. I'm very unique in the sense that material things mean less to me than my creative endeavors. So with that being said, I want to make it very clear. It's not a matter of superficiality, but a matter of rational logic and fact. Your body is your wealth. Some people say that health is wealth, but I challenge this because you can have health and be ungrateful, as well as have health and be unsatisfied. I've never been in either one of those categories, but in the challenges that I've had in maintaining my satisfaction, I've been brought to a greater and grander awareness. And the longest story or the longest point that I need to make is that humility isn't for everyone. Humility is an excuse that we label people. We don't want to move beyond their necessity in our lives. There are many good men that do nothing and provide nothing more than provision, that understand their role and take great pride in delivering for their families, for their situations, for their communities. And I'm simply stating I'm not one of them. Providing for my family is ultimate in importance. But the last couple of years, I've made a transition into some new revenue streams. I've been able to stabilize a couple of operations, and I want to come back to something that brings me a lot of passion and pleases my spirit. I have to confess that in transitioning and relocating from an artistic hub, I find myself in the rat race. And I've never been in this stationary position. I'm not going to say I have a new respect for anyone, anything, or anywhere, but refocusing my mind and engaging in things that don't please me have set me back 6 years of my life. I was able to move 3 years ahead 3 years ago, and now I'm 3 years back. So if I'm really being honest, it's 2018 for me, if not prior. With that, expect some wrinkles. Expect more nuance and embrace growth for me and for yourself. I'm going to segue here, but information is knowledge, and knowledge is power. To be consumed in maintaining one's power is a consistent battle, a consistent and persistent battle of prevention and defense, preventing new ideas to crowd out old thinking. This is where I find myself possibly at my greatest strength. Time will tell, because time
is a luxury. I never have plenty of money nor plenty of time, but with the time that I have left, it's not just about making money. And I think that's what's provided me the most wealth.
With all of those things being said and true, what is it that we want out of life? I think everyone wants to drive a luxury car. Everybody wants the Mercedes and the primo car with the leather seats and the big, huge home, town home, or apartment, luxury living. Everybody wants the big titty girlfriend or wife. Everybody wants. Is it superficial to want attractive things? Is it necessary to want things that other people are attracted to? Is it really productive? I think that in our next episode, we'll talk about this concept, about productive or seductive, and what's really more important in this life. Because the things that we're attracted to always hurt when they're not attracted to us. I think that there's a lot of power in the alienation that we experience when we try to align ourselves with situations that reject us. And I think that there's a lesson to be learned in this experience. And signing off on this one, I want to be very transparent. I have been really hurt physically. I had a handful of injuries between 21 and 22, and the last one in 22 just literally took all the life out of me, and I survived. I was very close to death, and I've had a lot of time to reflect, and nothing will stop me, truly. In learning, understanding, and getting acquainted with that, I changed the trajectory of my life. I made a lot of change, and my seeds are finally coming to a point where I can cultivate a reward and get back to the life that I knew to be normal for the last few years. This podcast, my YouTube channel, all of the media that I create to share with other people are very important to me, but I've relied a lot more on myself, and I've been pretty reluctant to work with other people because of experiences that I had with people that were trying to undermine me, that were trying to create issues for me, and me being the creative, resilient person I am, I had fun with it. me being the resilient person that I am, blessed by God, I survived danger. And I'll talk about it a lot more. I just wanted to give a good amount of time of seasoning to distance myself from these things. Visit themodernblackman.com. Peep the YouTube channel, because 2024 has been an incredible year. The content is still evolving a little bit, but we're going to stabilize the ship and do what we do. Stay tuned.